Hey, if you're talking about him getting a cold, you'd say last night he
caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say then he's
hoarse.
Okay. And if he had to go to bed and the medicine was there and you came in and the medicine was still by his bedside, you'd ask him, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay, and he might answer, well, is it just yesterday
I took my medicine yesterday.
Okay, and I will
take it tomorrow.
Okay, and if he can't hear anything, you say he's
deaf.
Okay, and if he began to sweat when he started to work, or if somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say that all day long
he sweated all day.
Okay, a kind of discharging sore that comes to a head is called
a boil.
Okay. And if you have an infection in your hand, so your hand got bigger than it should be, you would say, my hand
was swollen.
Okay. And so the bee stung me and my hand
swole.
Okay. And it probably won't
swell anymore.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you get a bullet
wound.
Okay. And if you get just a little cut on your finger, that red stuff that you put on that stings?
Iodine.
Okay. Would you say it like that, iodine?
Iodine.
Okay.
Yeah.
There used to be a tonic that they give for malaria, like a pill, or sometimes they drink it. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You're too young for that. if somebody was shot or had a disease or something like that and he never recovered, you'd say
He died.
Okay. And then other words you might use to get around saying he died.
Kicked the bucket. He passed on. He passed away.
Other crude terms like kick the bucket.
That's about the only one I can think of.
Okay. If somebody asked you what caused his death, you would say, well, I don't know what he died.
Died from.
Okay.
Or died of.
Either way?
Yeah. I'd probably say from.
Okay. And the place where he'd be buried is called a
cemetery.
Anything else?
Graveyard.
Graveyard. Any distinction between the two?
No.
Okay. The kind of box that he's buried in is called a
casket.
Okay. And you might say he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
And he was buried from a. If he wasn't buried from church or he wasn't buried from home, he'd be buried from a
funeral home.
Okay.
Chapel.
Okay. The guy who runs a funeral home, he's called a
director.
Okay. And if everybody's wearing all dressed in black, you say they're all in
mourning clothes.
Okay. And if somebody's very troubled about it, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Just
don't worry.
Okay.
About it.
Okay, and the disease that makes you turn all yellow?
Hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
Yellow fever.
Okay.
Jaundice.
Jaundice, okay. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay, and if a person vomits, you'd say he was sick in relation to his stomach. You'd say he was sick.
I don't see what you're going for.
Well, would you say he was sick at his stomach?
He was sick on his stomach.
Sick on his stomach is the way you would use it.
Yeah.
Okay. If a couple, a boy and a girl, decide that they're going to live together for the rest of their life, they get what?
Married.
Okay. And
they shack up.
Either way.
These days they're shacking up more than they're getting married.
Okay.
Or you could say set up house.
Okay. Yeah, if they're not getting married, what do you call that? They're shacking up,
shacking
or setting up house.
Yeah.
Any other phrases?
Common law marriage.
Okay.